Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me in studio to tell us about all the stories from around the country this week that you just might have missed while you were out enjoying the good weather.
Yes, too busy out in the sunshine to be reading the news.
Oh, sure, it's amazing, isn't
it's
it?
It's fab.
I'm going home to Donegal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm going home to Donegal.
Is the sun shining in Donegal?
It is. It's not shining as bright or as loudly as it is in Dublin, I believe. I can fill you in fully on Monday, but I think it is due to get better.
Okay.
Oh, better. It better now because I am all set for a big weekend of sun.
I just remember at the start of the week they were saying it was going to take a bit of time for places like Donegal to get the
sunshine.
Yeah,
they were. And they didn't get the sunshine we got either all week, but that's a story for another day. south of the country.
Yes, we're going to Cork for our first story, and Cork PO has this mad story. I'd never heard of these leprechauns before this week. First of all, what are your thoughts on buskers?
Oh, I love buskers.
Well, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a fan at all. No, I think...
Why? What have the buskers done to you?
I just think it's rude because you're imposing on my day with this loud music. And often they're not very good. Now, when they're good, I don't mind.
The ones in Grafton Street are brilliant.
Yeah, they are. But then they bring in their amps and things like that.
I mean, like, I don't mind buskers. It depends on where they set up, though.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
And if they bring in their own sound system. Mm. Well, anyway, we're talking about buskers in Cork. Some people think they're a bit of crack. A lot of people around Patrick Street, though, maybe aren't such big fans of buskers. Cork PO describes them as the ear-splitting noise from their speakers, which does annoy a lot of people. But Patrick Street in Cork has funky leprechauns, right? And they're a big attraction in Cork. But now the city council has removed the bus shelter where they've performed for years.
Yeah.
So we had the two leprechauns in a bus shelter performing, busking every day, but now the bus shelter is gone. And it's understood that city officials have asked Gardaí to look into enforcing the bylaws on busking in Cork city centre, particularly around things like volume and the ones that limit performers to only 2 hours a day in the same spot. So you do your 2 hour set and you move on. Mm-hmm. But the funky leprechauns, Jerry Barry and his nephew Damien Barry, say they are going to stand their ground, and they claim they are actually liked by locals and tourists alike.
Well, let us know.
Jared claims he was performing on Patrick Street long before there was any talk of any bylaws, and he has been told by his fans that they don't want to see him gone. In fairness to him, he says he's been doing this for 40 years.
Wow.
So Cork PO says they understand Cork City Council has been fielding a deluge of complaints about the noise caused by the funky leprechauns. Now, they play pop hits, so they play songs like Michael Jackson, for example, and also while they're performing the pop hits, they bang giant wooden spoons together.
I can see how that would wreck your head. Like, it's fine me saying they're great when you only walk past for a split second.
But they have, in fairness, been a fixture on Patrick Street for years. Now, they have been falling foul of the busking laws since 2024, and they were in court in the past as well. Now, other people, not fans, as I say, one Leasider who works close to Ben Thomas says, "We absolutely dread seeing the leprechauns set up. It's hours of terrible music, banging and shouting at ear-splitting volume." But then the leprechauns say that they have a load of fans. Either way, the bus shelter they perform in is now gone. Remains to be seen what happens to their act.
Yay or nay to buskers? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number.
Memory, turn your face to the moonlight. Let your memory lead you. Open up, enter.
That is, of course, Memory from what musical?
Go on.
Cats.
Is it?
Yeah. Now, that's the Elaine Page version.
Yeah.
We also have Barbara.
It's Cats.
Is it maybe not? No, it is Cats. Because I saw Elaine Page dressed up as a cat. And also we have Barbara Streisand, who does the great version of it too. But we're talking memories from Leash. And I love this idea. A memory room for family photographs, letters and other treasured heirlooms has been proposed for Leash. And the proposal has been submitted to Leash Council's Heritage Office. So the idea is that you'd have a dedicated space in a public building building where older people can give away their personal pictures, letters, diaries, medals, other memorabilia that they fear may be discarded or lost after they die, particularly older people who don't have family, right? Mm. They could have a box at home with lovely memorabilia in it and they're kind of wondering, what do you do with it? Mm. So in Leash, the idea is that you could deposit these personal items into this memory room in Leash. The idea has been put forward by Abbey Leaks and District Historical Society, and they say they've already got a huge response from county councillors. Noel Burke is the chairperson, and he says that Leash could become the first county in Ireland to create a memory room, and councillors responding positively within an hour of him suggesting the idea.
It's a great idea.
It is. It's kind of like a little mini museum for the county, and the proposed memory room would be housed within an existing public building in, we'll say, Abbey Leaks or Port Leash. The idea came about because Noel heard of a story of an 81-year-old woman called Joan Dunn, whose uncle was only 18 when he died in France during World War I. And Joan has a treasured collection of framed photographs and childhood keepsakes, but she's the last in her family, and she's worried what was going to happen to the unique collection in future generations. And apparently there are many other older residents in Leash, especially those born without or who have no children, who are the final generation, so they put them into a memory room instead.
Yeah, they should do that in more counties.
I think so.
An easy enough thing to do, you'd imagine as well. From Leash to Leitrim.
It was my lovely Leitrim where the Shannon waters flow. I stood enchanted by the scene of grandeur and delight.
That's the great Foster and Allen there talking about Leitrim. And this is another great idea. So from Leash to Leitrim, I think this is one every county should be doing. If you happen to be going to Leitrim on your holidays.
Well, which I've done the last 2 years.
Well, there you go. Well, you could have used this new app that's been developed in Leitrim, which would allow you to get live updates about restaurant cancellations, accommodation availability, any events that are on, live music, local attractions. So you're on your holidays in Leitrim, your phone goes off and it tells you this restaurant has availability for tonight. There's a trad session on in this particular pub. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
The app is called Visit Leitrim and you'll be notified of where to eat, drink, stay and explore in real time, all in the one place.
That's such an easy thing for every county to do.
Isn't it?
They should all have it.
And I think I saw it only cost around 50 grand or something to develop. So for the tourism boards out there, they should all be doing this. Now, on the app, there's going to be information from more than 230 restaurants, hotels, museums, festivals, pubs, all available on the free app. And you, as the business, can directly upload updates and notifications yourself that will be sent out to everyone who has the Visit Leitrim app. I should say, not just for tourists, if you're a local in Leitrim.
Absolutely.
On a Friday, wondering what'll we do
for the weekend?
Yeah,
is there anywhere to go for a quick bite to eat?
Yeah, so it's called Visit Leitrim, and you can find out things like live cancellations for restaurants. Also, they have maps of Leitrim and accessibility details as well. Visit Leitrim is called, that's what the app is called, and you'll get it wherever you get your apps.
What's going on in Cove this week?
Well, my local tidy towns are incredible in Naas. I told you this story before. When I drive through Naas at 4 a.m, the tidy towns are out cleaning. It's incredible.
It's unbelievable.
The volunteerism.
Great dedication.
And Naas should be part of this, but they're not. It's all about Cove for our next story. This is like the World Cup of Tidy Towns. And Cove has been selected to compete in the large town category of the 2027. I'm going to make a balls of this. Anton Floral Europe competition. As I say, it's the world.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah, it's the World Cup of Tidy Towns. It's one of Europe's most prestigious community and environmental competitions. It's been going since 1975. Basically, towns right across Europe compete against each other. It's often compared to the Tidy Towns competition, and they're flat out in Cove already getting ready for the competition. And judging is going to take place during the summer of 2027, and then the results will be announced at an international award ceremony later this year. So good luck to everyone in Cove, and let's bring that home for Ireland. Well, we're not at the World Cup. We could win the World Cup of Tidy Towns.
Finally.
Well, he was born in the USA, but he has real Kildare links.
Yeah. Bruce, and loves Ireland.
He does. Bruce Springsteen. We're back to my native county for this one. A lot of people are aware, but a lot of people don't know, Bruce Springsteen is kind of from Rathangan.
Mm.
And now Rathangan is going to honour its connections to Bruce Springsteen.
With a petrol station.
No, not quite that.
Springsteen Plaza.
No, it's going to be Fela Springsteen. So they're going to host a big festival next month to celebrate one of the world's most famous rockers.
Will he go?
No, but he could. He went before. Rathangan is going to celebrate its ancestral links to Bruce Springsteen. Already last week, we had a Kildare delegation go over to New Jersey to sign a twinning with the town of Freehold, which is the home of Bruce Springsteen. Now, just a reminder, his great-great-grandmother on his father's side, Anne Garrity, settled in Freehold after emigrating from Rathangan back in 1852. And he did visit. May 2023, Bruce Springsteen paid a private visit to Kildare, and he met with the local historian there in Kildare County Council to look at his ancestral home. I think he went into the pub in Rathangan as well, from memory. So to celebrate all of this, Rathangan is going to host a special Fela Springsteen. It's on August 22nd. There's going to be some tribute bands for his E Street Band, and there'll be stories, art and heritage as well. And Bruce Springsteen, you're dead right, he loves Ireland. He's described Ireland as his home from home. He played his first concert in 1985 at Slane Castle, and since then he has done 35 concerts.
Sure, he seems to be here every year.
I know.
Actually, this must be the first year.
He's like your man Nile Rodgers. He's always here.
I know. In recent years, though, that he isn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So he's done 35 concerts, and he's played in Dublin, Belfast, Lane, Kilkenny, Limerick and Cork over the years.
And I've never seen him.
No, me neither. quite a long, boring concert, I imagine.
Stop.
3 hours.
I would go. What are you up to for the weekend?
I'm going to enjoy the sunshine today. Yeah. I'm going to a barbecue tomorrow. Now, you know I hate barbecues.
But I just think you hate anything that kind of resembles fun at all.
I'm going to go to a barbecue tomorrow.
Are you going to meet people?
Yeah.
Other people?
Yeah, human beings. I'm going to watch people eat, but I won't be eating the barbecue.
Why?
I just don't like barbecue food, but I will have a drink at the barbecue, and that's the main thing.
So, sorry, you're not going to eat anything? You have to eat something. That's so rude. You can't do that. You have to eat.
I like
anything.
The crisps, maybe, in the bowl.
Shane, you have to eat something.
I don't like the charred barbecue taste.
But maybe they'll just have a gas one like me.
Maybe.
So that's just an outdoor oven, like.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe if there was an outdoor oven pizza thing set up, I might try that. I'm not expecting...
Well, whoever's barbecue you're going to...
A lot of pressure.
If you're tuned in today, you better make him his lordship here his own pizza.
No, just put crisps in a bowl, jellies in a bowl, I'll be happy. And get me a nice icy drink.
Shane Beattie, Breakfast Briefing presenter, back with you 6 Monday morning. Thanks a million for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Thanks a million.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk. Conversation that counts.